Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, sustainability, and simple creative living. I'm your host, Leanne, and today I will be talking about a number of things, including the current state of the garden and my new favorite food blogger. Stay tuned. Welcome to episode 18, take 3. It has been one of those years, I guess. Thank you for joining me once again, or for joining me for the first time. Either way, I am truly excited to have you here. If you have been listening to the podcast, you may have heard my update that I gave a couple weeks ago. I can't believe it was a couple weeks ago already. So if you didn't hear, I am changing the frequency of the show, at least for the time being, probably, I don't know, until the fall, or maybe we'll see how it goes. But I will now be putting episodes out monthly instead of weekly, maybe twice a month if I get really ambitious or have something I really want to talk about. But for now, it'll probably just be slightly longer episodes and once a month. The other thing I've been thinking about, but I don't know if I can do yet, just because of some technical things, I'd like to get back to filming the podcast. I would still, of course, have it available on Spreaker and iTunes and all the audio podcast sources. But when I post to YouTube, I've just been slapping a photo over the audio and calling it good, and that's okay. But I feel like if I'm going to bother putting it on YouTube, I may as well have something slightly more engaging than just a still photo. I don't know. Again, the only reason I'm not doing this right now is because of some technical things, but let me know if this is something you would like, or if you don't care either way, or whatever your thoughts are, and I will see what I can do. Now it is time for the farm and garden update. It has been hot here in Kansas. We've been having above average highs, I think, nearly every day this June. There was one day that was really nice. I think the high was 82, but for the most part, it has been hot, and that is saying something. It is also wheat harvest season, and despite some of my opinions on the current state of industrial agriculture, seeing those big golden fields and standing near them and listening to the sound of rustling wheat in the wind does make me kind of giddy, if I'm being honest. It's also got me thinking about weaving straw. I would love to weave my own hat or bonnet. This and basket weaving, these are things I've actually been thinking about for some time. But I was even further inspired by my new favorite YouTuber, who I will be discussing in just a little bit. I'm thinking about asking my local farmer that I know if he would mind if I cut a little bit of his wheat to try this out. If I do attempt straw weaving or making a hat, I will be sure to share my results. In the meantime, though, the garden is looking very well, and I am thankful for that. We've got the usual things planted right now: tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, squash, beets, potatoes. The snow peas are dying now. They are all yellow and brown, but there are quite a few pods on them, so I'm hoping to save some of the seed for next year because they are honestly my new favorite thing, I think. I'm also growing brown cotton again this year. If you are interested in trying this yourself and you live in the United States, go ahead and contact me. I'll leave that information in the show notes, of course. And I say if you're in the United States because it kind of broke my heart the other day. Somebody had contacted me from outside of the U.S., and they wanted to grow some cotton, and I was very excited to help them. But the thing that I learned, which is very unfortunate, is that cotton seeds are on the list of restricted items that can be sent to that country. And so I can't send them now. Again, anytime somebody is excited to grow fiber, I'm excited and I wanted to help them and I felt bad that I couldn't. However, if you are in the US and want some seeds, let me know. Also, if you're interested in the fiber, let me know that as well. I might actually sell that on my Etsy shop. I know I'm going to get, if my plants mature and all goes well, I'm going to have way more cotton than I know what to do with because I'm still processing the stuff I planted last year. I'm still getting seeds and working on carding and spinning all that. So, yeah, let me know. I also planted an herb garden, which has so far been pretty successful. I've been having some trouble with germination and then things also eating the sprouts, but I will say the borage and basil and my Job's tears are doing well so far. I think I mentioned the Job's tears in episode 8, and that's actually a tall grain-bearing plant. It is, I believe, related to corn, and I recently learned after planting them that there are in fact two types of Job's tears. One is a domesticated type that is a lot easier to take out of its little shell, and the other is a wild variety that is harder to crack. And naturally, I have the variety that's a lot harder to crack, which is fine. Honestly, if I get a harvest of seeds, I will probably be pretty happy. If nothing else, I'll make beads. I don't know. As I mentioned a bit ago, I have a new favorite food blogger slash YouTuber, and her name is Lee Zichi. Now, I researched how to say her name, and I still don't think I'm quite there. So, for the sake of this podcast, I'm just going to call her Lee. It's a little easier for me to say, and I won't butcher that as badly. But Lee is often referred to as a food blogger. However, this does not even begin to describe all that she does. In fact, when I first saw one of her videos, a couple years ago, I think, I thought it was fake. I thought it was on a set, like a production video. I did not realize, and if you watch her videos, you'll understand what I mean. I did not realize this was someone's actual home and life and everything. It's just incredible. And I recently discovered the fact that this is real, and so I have not been able to stop watching her videos. Lee lives in southwest rural China with her grandmother, and she takes care of her grandmother. Their home and garden and the surrounding mountains and forests are completely breathtaking. Lee goes way beyond just cooking things. She ferments her own soy sauce and makes tofu. She raises all of the plants and animals that she needs for food, as well as foraging for that in the forest that surrounds her home. She grows cotton. She makes her own bedding. She spins and knits and weaves both cloth and basketry, as I mentioned earlier. She builds furniture and kitchen utensils. She sews, makes ink and parchment and brushes. She built an adorable outdoor stove, and I'm probably missing some things, but I think you get the idea. Obviously, this is right up my alley. I'm a little envious, but mostly inspired. Not only does she actually do all of these amazing things and then document them, but it's done in such an exquisite fashion. The scenery there is so gorgeous, and the way she films is just very cinematic. I actually watched an interview about this mystery woman, as they call her. And they address the fact that everything she makes is from scratch, and she's kind of just the epitome of slow living and self-sufficiency. Lee said that the reason she started making these videos is that she wanted people in the city to know where their food comes from. She had heard about someone who believed rice grew on trees, and she wanted to educate people. And as someone who is shocked by the fact that there are people who think chocolate milk comes from brown cows, I totally get that. The interview actually states that she goes as far as raising baby ducklings just to make a sauce out of salted duck eggs. And then that interview video goes on to display some comments that she has received, and they're kind of poking fun at the fact that she hatches ducks and waits a whole year for them to grow. And that actually reminded me of a conversation I recently had with someone a while back, who said that due to the pandemic and food shortages and things like that, she had a friend who bought baby chicks because she wanted eggs. And the lady I was talking to seemed to think that her friend was kind of crazy because who would buy chicks and wait for that? Didn't she know that she'd have to wait for the eggs? And I didn't say much, but of course, her friend knows she'll have to wait. I really admire that friend because she understands clearly that she may not be able to enjoy fresh backyard eggs now, but if she doesn't begin now, when will she? Anyway, I think Lee is a great example of having the quote-unquote patience to do things in a way that might seem to involve more work in the short term, but which yield much greater rewards in the long run. And I think it's great that she can show people this. And the thing is, you don't have to do everything at once. In fact, I probably wouldn't recommend starting to make everything from scratch right away. But you can start small, whether it's a small garden or learning to sew or knit or learning how to weave a straw hat. You can then build onto that as soon as you're comfortable. Anyway, please be sure to take a look at Lee's channel. Of course, I will link that in the show description. If nothing else, it is just so relaxing to watch these beautiful, inspiring videos, and it might just be the calm that you find you need right now. It's now time for the Creator Corner. So, I realized having regular segments that actually have names might be a good way for me to stay organized and on point. It might be helpful for you as well. Creator Corner, and yeah, I know that's an original name, is a segment where I hope to discuss things that pertain to creators, small businesses, etc. And today I'm talking about things that small business owners or artists need to quit doing online. Now, before you say anything, I know you might think this is pretty rich coming from someone who can't keep their own schedule and who clearly doesn't know how to check whether the microphone is working. I know. Anyway, I have probably been guilty of all of these at one time at least, and it's likely I'll do some of these things again. Hopefully, by discussing these, you and I both can be more mindful and try to not make these mistakes. So the first thing that small businesses or artists or creators need to quit doing online is not answering questions, not replying to messages, not replying to comments. I know it's really easy to get sidetracked, or maybe somebody leaves a comment that doesn't seem to require a response, but even if you can just respond with a thank you, it's always a good idea to get back with anybody who takes the time to reach out to you. Another thing that we need to quit doing is talking about events after they occur or not mentioning them at all. That might seem kind of obvious, but a number of times I have seen crafters, let's say, post about how great this craft show was or some other event, and I had no idea that that event was going to take place. Again, it's easy to get sidetracked and forget, but be sure you are filling your followers in on the things you're doing because that's why they follow you. They want to know. The third thing that creators need to quit doing is using designs or logos or characters that are licensed. This includes Disney characters, sports teams, and just any TV show or book that you did not create. This probably seems like another thing that's obvious to a lot of people, but I see it happen so much, and it's not only ethically wrong, but you can get in legal trouble for this. Now, most likely, before anything legal happens, you would be sent a cease and desist letter. I hope at that point you would cease and desist, but it's just better if you don't get involved with that in the first place. Even if you are a smaller creator, profiting off of somebody else's work or intellectual property is wrong, and I don't know of any artist who would be okay with that, so just try to keep that in mind. Now, if you are creating something as a gift, you can use licensed characters, but if you're making any type of profit or benefiting or putting it out there as your work, you need to quit doing that. The last thing I want to bring up today that creators need to quit doing is leaving links that are broken or information that just isn't relevant anymore. Again, this is an easy mistake to make, and I totally understand. I've done it myself. But whenever you are adding a link to your blog or website or Facebook or wherever, click on that link after you've added it. Make sure it takes you to the place where you want to be taken. And every now and then go through and make sure stuff is working properly and that you have updated information. And kind of on the same note, if you are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever, be sure you are taking advantage of all the different spots they have to put links to your shop or website or blog. So what's going on in the studio with me? I just today finished a tutorial video on how to sew a plush mushroom doll. And yes, I already had one of those, but this is for a mushroom with a slightly more cone-shaped cap. I posted that to my YouTube channel, so you can check that out there or on my blog. I'm also trying to just, in general, blog more. I want to add things to my Etsy shop, but finding time has been difficult. I am, however, reading Vanishing Fleece by Clara Parks. Clara is a yarn reviewer, and in this book, she takes us on a journey. She talks about how she acquired a 676-pound bale of wool, and how she's turning that into four different types of yarn as she works with various mills around the country. I finished reading Our Only World by Wendell Berry, and if you follow me, you know I talk about Wendell Berry a lot, and I keep threatening to do an episode about him. But it just seems so hard because I'd rather just read his books to you. I can't do that, but I'd like to because he is so eloquent and so impactful. Check him out. Also, this is just kind of random and not really related to anything I'm doing, but I recently bought a new pair of glasses. I really needed some pretty quickly a few weeks ago. And by the way, this is not sponsored or anything. I haven't been paid to say this, but I am going to provide a coupon code to zinnyoptical.com. I have never purchased glasses online before this, and I was really hesitant because I have a pretty strong prescription, but I thought I would give it a shot, and I'm so glad I did because I could not be happier with the frame, the fit. They got my prescription correct, which doesn't always happen, and it was, I'm not kidding, 10 days from the time I ordered them till the time they were in my mailbox. And I am going to provide you with a coupon code. You will benefit, I think it's $5 off, and I will receive $5 off if you use it for a purchase. And again, I didn't talk to Zinny. This isn't an advertisement, this is just a very happy customer who would like to pass some savings on to you if you decide to get some glasses from them. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me today on this episode of Prairie Craft Almanac. If you're new here and enjoyed the show, be sure to check out some of my other episodes. Also, look for Moth and Rust DIY on YouTube. That is my channel where I post different craft tutorials and more. And don't ever hesitate to reach out to me with questions or comments or honestly anything. If you decide to follow me on Instagram, and I am at moth_and_rust there, let me know you found me through the podcast. Send me a DM, and that way I won't miss you because I don't get on there a lot, and sometimes I don't see everything, and I would love to check out what you're doing as well, so let me know. You can contact me through my website, mothandrustdiy.com, and you can also find free patterns there and tutorials and a lot more. And if you are interested in supporting me and the show, check out my shops. My Etsy shop is mothandrusthandmade.etsy.com. I also have a spoonflower shop where you can look at some of my fabric designs, and my knitting patterns are on Ravelry. Thank you so much to Jay Someday for letting me use their music at the beginning and end of this podcast. Be sure to check them out at soundcloud.com/jaysomeday. That's JaySomeday.